Hi, my name is Sylvester Gobo and I'm the Deputy Head of Fixed Interest. The following is a brief summary of our key takeaways from the medium-term budget policy statement tabled by the Finance Minister earlier today. So the fiscal picture going into this mini budget was expected to have worsened compared to the February budget, and the market was keenly waiting to see if Treasury would stick to their fiscal consolidation stance given the challenging economic environment. And it was good to see that they stuck to fiscal prudence in the medium term while also directing spending to areas that can support the little growth that we have now. The minister admitted to the various fiscal risks that have materialized and also announced few measures to try and achieve fiscal sustainability in the medium term. For us, the main positives for the bond market were that Treasury stuck to their plans to reduce expenditure by a total of 85 billion rands over the next 2 fiscal years, and have committed to achieving primary budget surpluses over the same period, which obviously come with a lot of risks given next year's national elections and the fact that Transnet requested for further capital injections from the government. Achieving a primary budget surplus is key for them in their quest to stabilize debt. They have not done this since the 2008 global financial crisis. As a result of them sticking to this commitment, they expect government debt to GDP to peak around 78% in 2026, which is a lot better than what the market had expected. And also, even though borrowing requirements have increased by about 40 billion rands compared to the February budget, Treasury opted not to increase weekly auction sizes and rather source additional funding from international financial institutions, issue new Sukuk bonds, and also draw down on foreign exchange balances. This form of funding is cheaper than funding in the local nominal and inflation-linked bond space for them and will lower their borrowing costs in the medium term. They'll also continue to do switch auctions to manage upcoming large maturities. The bond market reacted positively to this, with bond yields rallying by about 20 basis points on the day, as the market had expected and priced in far worse outcomes going into this budget. This could be seen in the steeper yield curves and the fact that bond yields were over 100 basis points higher than where they were during the February budget. Obviously, there are risks to this budget, and we see that mainly coming from further support that various SOEs will require from the government in the short term. And we think the contingency reserves at 27 billion rands are quite low to provide buffer against these risks, which means the February budget could still pose risks for a pronounced rally in bond yields.